KZIC.
NABDF Mobile. KFA-FPS Monitoring. KFA-FPS, this is N6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee, Dave and Shelby Township.
November 6, WY, KFA-FPS, also in Shelby Township, currently on the mobile in Sterling Heights.
Oh, very good. FGS, this is N6WY. Yeah, I'm located around 26-9 Van Dyke, approximately. And I'm going through the Mount Clemens repeater using an old handy calculator, iTerra, that works great. So I'm not giving it up. I got the three others I could use instead, but I like this one. So whereabouts are you located in Shelby Township?
Our home QHT is roughly 21 mile in Ryan, roughly southwest Shelby there. Currently, I'm on Mound Road, just south of M59, pulling in the parking lot here.
Okay, well, I'm doing my morning routine, and I need to get back to it. So I am going to let you go, since you're in the parking lot, K73s, and check with you later. KF8FGS, I believe the call was. This is November 6th, Whiskey Yankee.
Well, very good. Yeah, 73, and we'll talk again at some point, I'm sure. This is
WATD Mobile.
KE8VSI. KE8VSI. Hey, Greg, you copy?
KZ8Z.
No joy from KE8VSI. KZ8Z Mobile.
KZ8KZO.
KE8RUH from N8BDF.
N8DZZ listening statewide 1.
N8DDF mobile.
DVF N8DZZ, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hey, I've actually got you in my contacts on this radio, so I'm assuming maybe they're talked to for or they use this network often.
Or your database is updated and it's displaying my credentials on the screen.
Typically, that would be the case, but this is a Motorola 7550, so unfortunately, all the contacts are a manual list and import.
Well, my name here is Steven. I'm up here in Indian River. I'm on the Hackleberg repeater up here, and it sounds as good as it ever did. I've been off for a while. I've had some radio issues, and I've had to take care of some things.
KE8RUH?
Well, you sound good, Steven. Name here is Dakota, and I'm actually on an open spot cruising down the highway right now. I'm on I-69, and I'm testing out my Starlink connection with open spot. So you're actually the first contact that I've had going through this type of connection, and so far it sounds pretty damn good. I'm happy with it. I think KE8RUH also just chimed in there. So, Anthony, go ahead and pick it up and then hand it to Steven.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Dakota, it sounds like your setup there is working perfectly. Steven, hello, and I'll throw it over to you.
I've been thinking about getting one of those open spots. Yeah, it is extremely loud and clear. Very, very good.
I'm sure Anthony can second my opinion because he has one as well, but there is not a more convenient, easy way to do digital.
Yeah, it's... I don't have a ton of experience with other, I don't want to call it modes, but other devices, just a few other ones, and open spots are definitely the easiest to use. You can usually get a good connection to your phone, and now it sounds like it's working great on the Starlink, which I'm excited about because I have a Starlink also. So, yeah, man, they are easy, they're compact. The battery life on them is pretty good, and they're USB-C rechargeable, so there's not a negative that I can think of. The only thing that would be nice is if it did...
The last half of your transmission dropped out as if it did, and then it went.
Well, the moral of the story is it's a great device, and if you're thinking about it and have the extra cash, you should grab one.
Definitely do that in time. Other than that, it's I love digital. I wish that some of the other link networks in Michigan would switch over, because you got good conversation, but there's just so much noise.
That is something that has kind of changed my opinion of it over the last year or so. I was a diehard analog guy, had no interest in touching the digital radio, and then once this network, I feel like it became more, I don't want to say accessible, but more acceptable to just kind of hang out on. That's when I really developed the love for the DMR side of things and just what I can do with it, the coverage. And yeah, I'm with you. I'm starting to grow on me more and more. It's just convenient. Most of the time I can leave out. I can grab an HD and get what I need to be done.
Yes, and this is an amazing network for Michigan. I mean, we're really lucky to have it. And, you know, being up here in the heart of kind of like the boondock country, it's amazing. I'm pushing 7 watts out of a BTEC DMR unit, a 6x2+, I think it is. I got a 2-foot antenna on it, which is nice. It's a Nagoya 2-foot antenna that gets it up pretty good.
Yeah, those radios are pretty nice.
I mean, this isn't any tone by any other name.
The other plus side of DMR is you're not married to one manufacturer like you are with Fusion or D-Star, which I'm not sure if you dabble with either of those, but the open spot does just fine with those as well.
I have a Yaesu FT5D, and I like WiresX too. I mean, it's very simple. I haven't got a D-Star unit with, you know, they're kind of expensive, and they're only, there's only so many that you can do things with. And it sounds like the open spot would answer all things relative to internet coverage, so, you know. But as for, you know, I'd like to get an IE52+ one of these days, or I guess for an HF rig, the 7100 would probably be my unit of choice if I wanted to do D-Star. Although I think Yaesu has some better units with overall stuff, with better, especially on the HF side with digital signal processing and things like that. You know, and there's a bunch of other stuff out there. There's, you know, CAGU and all the other manufacturers that aren't too bad. But an all-in-one unit, I think Yaesu probably has some of the better stuff to date for all-in-one stuff.
I don't know if you guys got my last, but I got to be on the phone for a few minutes. KE8RUH.
We got you that time, Anthony. All right, we'll be standing by here. And, yeah, Stephen, I agree. So I have a 705. I still am kind of an ICOM fanboy. I had a 52A, which was a great radio, but couldn't really get over the USB-C or the micro USB. And then I bought an ID50, which, again, phenomenal radio. Just never really got around to using it much. Essentially, a cheaper ID52+. It's USB-C, has GPS and APRS and all that stuff. Great radio. Loved it. Just didn't really use it much. So if I do need to do D-Star, my 705 is my stack in a box. It's been all put together with a 50-watt amp and a 10-amp battery and all those fun things. But again, I'm usually just hanging out on DMR. I don't know if I dropped there, so I apologize.
PZT. No, not at all. Yeah, I haven't had an HF rig in many years. So I'm not on the market for one right now. I'm looking at all the various things that are available, however, and maybe I can pick up a good used one down the road here. I've had HF in the past, but I have had to sell things because I needed money and such. You know, I'm content with the DMR and my C4FM stuff right now. These, you know, I bought these radios on time payment for like Zip for a client or something, and they're all paid for now. So I have what I can deal with, and I can get on to most stuff this way. There's enough repeater stuff up here for me to keep in contact and get stuff done and have fun.
That's all that really matters, is you're enjoying what you're doing and you're able to get into where you want to get into. And you're doing it my favorite way possible. I always prefer RF. This open spot is really just a convenience thing. I don't go anywhere other than MI5. I don't change talk groups or anything. So, again, it's purely an accessibility of convenience. I can private call Anthony or a couple other of my buddies that are usually monitoring BMR. There's that plus side to it. If you want to play radio and not pick up the phone. But they aren't cheap, but they're worth the money if you have a use case for them, is the best way I can put it.
Well, what's nice is that you can get into something like a GD77 or GD88 for about $150. This one was $300. It's a little nicer radio. And now they have a brand new one. They have the, I think it's a 7x2 or something from VTech. I don't know what the Anytone equivalent is. The firmware is a little different, made for an American audience and, kept up better. You can also buy the Maverick from Bridgecom, too. I mean, that's basically the same thing.
Yeah, like I was saying, not even the Open GD or the GD88s or whatever. The DM32s are like $50. Sometimes you can get them for less than that, and that's actually what started this whole DMR thing. I couldn't believe how good it was. And then I upgraded a little bit and kind of landed on what I've got now, and I'm very happy with it. But the barrier of entry for DMR is very, very low compared to something like USAP, V-Star, or System Fusion, where the cheapest AC radio is $175 and it's not that great. Or your cheapest option is the ID50.
Yeah, and that's not really, it's still a hefty point. The DMR radios have gotten much better on the Chinese side, and they're just going to get better. I'm hoping that the ham radio community in general will adopt DMR for digital standard. I just don't think there's any way you can go wrong with it. Now, there's a slight learning curve, but once you get it down and you get everything programmed, it's pretty well set.
That'd be nice if we had one standard, but I don't know if that's ever going to happen. I think you got pockets all over the country of hotspots where this is a fusion community, this is a D-Star community. At least this is what I see, on forums and stuff. But in Michigan, 100% it's BMR. I don't know why you would use anything else when the coverage is as good as it is. Like I said, I run around with an HP most days and do just fine. So, but I agree. I think Chinese radios are getting better and better. If anything, at the very least, I hope it adds a little bit of competition to the American manufacturer, not American manufacturers because they're Japanese, but I hope that the pricing is a little more competitive. That's all.
It's surprising considering D-Star has been around the longest of all of them. P25 has probably been around the longest as far as digital standards, but it's not really used that much in the ham community. Very small pockets of it. DMR just took off, and it's kind of tapered down a little bit. But and this network is specific only to itself. So it's not competing with any of the major other DMR networks. But, once you're on a talk group, you're on a talk group. I mean, that's the only one you're talking on, so. And it's clear as a bell. And it's got really good periphery coverage, too. Packets are pretty tough.
Yeah, that's kind of how I operate is I park myself here, and that's kind of where I stay. I guess D-Star is similar, though. You got the reflector. I guess they're all kind of similar in that regard. But on that note, I just pulled in the driveway after a nice commute from Mount Pleasant and back today, so I'm going to jump inside and put some shorts on and relax for the rest of the evening. You might hear me back out here, but if not, it was good talking to you, and I'll keep an eye out for you popping up out here. I'll be clear if yours. N8, be good.
All right, Dakota. Once again, name here is Steven. And the three other gentlemen, if he's listening, I get to talk to you too. I'm going to pop on down here. I'm on my day off, and I'm laying down in the bed here with the cat on my tummy, and I'm about ready for to sleep. So you have yourself a good night. It's good talking with you. Nice to talk on the Wi-Fi network again. Any PZT, be clear. Out.
Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf.
Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf, Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa.
88 MP, K8ZAG.
Hey, good afternoon. Name here is Dave. I just had it come from work.
Okay, you're a little low on the volume, but, you know, I can hear you very well. So, anyways, I'm just seeing who is around, and I'm just home here in my QTH, David. So I'll turn it back to you for a quick one.
Well, very good, yeah. Yeah, some people tell me I'm too loud, and some people tell me I'm too quiet, so I'm not sure. This may be better. Got a little closer to the microphone. And I'm just going through traffic, 696, getting off on the 94. So just jockeying for position.
Okay, yeah. I'm in Inway City. I'm in a basement, so. And I'm using a hotspot MMDVM with a connection to the computer using a new how you have to connect for just that purpose.
Oh, very good. Yeah, your audio is coming through great. You sound loud and clear here on the MI5 repeater system.
Okay, David. Yeah, I turned my volume up, and you're coming in. I almost got it, like a quarter crank from full volume on here, but it's real clear. I mean, you're real clear. And quite a bit louder than when we first started, so part of it was me. So anyway, I'll let you go and be careful on the highways there. 88 MP, this is Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf 73. Have a good evening.
KZZ 88 MP, clear 73.
Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf. KPR.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Are you over here, RIT?
W-A-R-I-T.
This sounds so much better right now. When you were asking about the Zygu battery issue, yeah, it sounds like to me it's a semi-common issue to have, but not on the new firmware, which is, I'm kind of curious as to why I'm seeing it then.
KF-8-E-T-Q, W-A-R-I-T calling.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Are you there?
Yeah, hi, Darren. Yeah, much better here. Yeah, it's something I haven't done too much recently here in the FT8. And somehow, a few moves that I've done, I get back into it a little bit. Kind of new. That's the nice thing about that mode, is that you can talk to just about anybody and everybody, because everybody's using it.
That's one of the reasons why I kind of like it, but also because it can just go so far with 5 watts. I can hit up the whole West Coast just about. Maybe not necessarily the East Coast, but I can get a portion of the East Coast nonetheless. And I can get over into Europe sometimes, too. It's not that bad. And it can happen very easily with 5 watts without needing it to be a special day or something.
Yeah, it can be done with 5 watts. Heck of a lot easier with 6.
All right. Your last transmission was like a robot. You want to try again?
Well, Darren, I'm going to run into a Kroger, so I'll see if I'm losing any help. 7-3, and I'm getting some radio here. Nothing more. You're getting some.
I'm Kilo Foxtrot Echo Tango Quebec.
Okay, let's give it a try then. KF8 ETQ. RIT returning.
Hello, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. You back?
KF8 DIC.
Hello, it sounds like we have a party here.
I don't know, but I heard my call sign, so.
If that was me, that was by accident. I thought I said Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
KFA DIC. Dave, you out there?
Okay, 8GSD listening. KF8GSD. KF8GSD clear.